Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Saret Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Saret Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need help.
Well, welcome, welcome, and again I say welcome, radio listening audience. You are listening to Health by Design Radio program, and I am your host, Saret Sands. We thank you so much for tuning in today. And, you know, beloved, God wants you whole in every area of your life. I hope you believe that today. Well, it is so. And we're so, so very happy, so excited to meet you here at this place. We are all the way live. You have tuned in once again to Help Our Design Radio program. I am your host, Saret Sands. Why don't you do this? Why don't you call somebody, tell them to dial 718-508-9457 so they can partake in today's broadcast. We're coming to you week by week, and this is a new year, a new season, a new beginning, 2016, double blessing to you, double portion to you, new season. A new beginning, new outlook, a new you. I mean, I tell you, we're just so excited about what the Lord is doing right now in this season, what he's going to do in this year for you. I mean, this is for you, beloved. This is for you because, you know, the Bible says and talks about in 3 John 1, it says, beloved, above all things, wish that you will prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Well, we're not going to delay very long at all today. We'll be talking about the acceptable fast. This is a new year again, and at the beginning of the year, many undertake various fasts for various reasons or purposes, and, you know, expecting some outcome, a real good outcome after your fast. Some are on a partial fast, a total fast, some are on the Daniel's fast, which is 21 days. We here promote a detox and cleansing program, 28-day fast, which is based on the Daniel fast, but it has more your health in mind. It is a fast that we at Alpha Health and Alpha Health and Nutrition RX have instituted as a part of our programs that we offer, so that we can offer you a healthy option when it comes to cleansing your temple. Well, again, like I said, I'm excited, you know, we want you to just be prepared this year to just get on board with what we're doing. You know, we have a lot of exciting things. We have a newsletter that's coming out that has been it's a new edition, and it's also a new publication that we're doing in this new season. You can go on www.alphahealthrx.com, and you can go ahead and request your newsletter there. Follow us on Twitter and friend us on Facebook at Alpha Health RX. We will be bringing you information from our partners, what they're doing, what kind of outreach is taking place in the community. I mean, these are the things that you want to get involved in so you can be, as they say in the book of Acts, empowered and in this season. So you're going to do greater works. So we're going to give you an announcement from the announcer, and we'll be right back. I tell you, we'll get into this word real soon.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Welcome, welcome back, radio listening audience. I'm your host, Rhett Sands, and you listen to Health by Design radio program. We're airing on a weekly basis on 12 o'clock, and today is Saturday, 1-9-2016. Welcome to the new year, and we're excited about, listen, radio audience. Have you ever thought about what you want to become? And you know, the Bible talks about us going from glory to glory to glory. I mean, do we ever stop for a few minutes, take a drink of blueberry juice and put some cran apple in there, and do we sit back and relax for a few minutes and just think about what was the purpose that God designed me for? What is it that God is intended me to do with this life that he gave? Because you know, in the beginning that was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and they came down and said, let us make man in our image. And he made them male and female, but with a purpose. And he said, take dominion. And then he told Adam to begin to call and name the animals. So you were made with a purpose. So in this season, like I said, we are talking about today the fast. We want to delve a little bit into this. You know, many people fast a day. There are different types of fasts that they may undertake. Some do a complete fast, a partial fast, or maybe a combination between the two of them. And then we talked about the Daniel fast, which is a non-pleasant food fast, and where you're going to primarily eat organic fresh fruits and vegetables. You're going to stay away from all the cooks and cakes and ice creams and all that. And we want you to go again to the website as well, because we have a booklet for you. We have a Daniel Fast booklet, and we also include your 28 days. Last 7 days will be juicing. Through those 21 days of fasting, you're cleansing your liver, getting those toxins out, purifying that temple, getting yourself healthy, because, you know, many other fruits and veggies and food that we eat contain pesticides, unfortunately, toxins, and then there's toxins in what we drink and the air that we breathe. And so we just got to give our body a break, a chance to relax, a chance to rejuvenate, a chance to energize. So you're going to be putting in those antioxidants out of those blueberries and those strawberries, yum, 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 and all of the papaya and the fresh fruit and the fresh vegetables. And I tell you, if you haven't juiced vegetables yet, I mean, you haven't lived. You really haven't lived. I mean, you get that kale, and you get that. I mean, you know, you add some orange and you know, mix it up a little bit, add some carrot. Again, I get questions about the carrot and the fruits and veggies in terms of, you know, if there's any restrictions, is there issues with glucose. Just give us a call for details about all that. But other than that, I mean, we can't go wrong with some fresh fruits and vegetables, giving our body a break from that meat. And you know, some people, you know, fast at the beginning of the year because everyone's doing it. There's different kinds of fasts. Again, like I said, we like to, at Alpha Health, we like to recommend the 28 detox and cleansing based on the 21-day Daniel fast, the last 7 days of juicing, because this gives your body a more well-rounded approach and a more healthier approach to the aspect of fasting and, you know, without, you know, sending your body in some sort of shock or surprise as to what is really going on here. And so we're going to delve a little bit deeper into the purpose of the fast, why we're undertaking this fast. And if we can understand that if the fast is undertaken, then we may get to the soul or the root of the matter. And then we can begin to understand the pathway that will lead to a healthy spirit, soul, and body. So we are fasting, and we have to keep in mind those three dimensions because we're a three-dimensional being. And I want to read for you a scripture from Isaiah, and it's going to be coming from Isaiah because, again, we believe in, you know, understanding the Word of God. We understand that we cannot get whole. You know, we might get some healing in an area, or we might our toe might become healed, or maybe we might even start thinking on a path of the right thoughts of what God would have us to do and think. But then remembering that in order to be made whole, we want to look at all areas, all dimensions, and then just to become made complete. Because we're going from glory to glory, and we know that we're not perfect, but we're on our way somewhere because God has promised us to be able to prosper and to be in good health. Isaiah 58, verse 3, it says, "Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of our fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it a fast that I have chosen?" the Lord asks. "A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. It is not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to the house. When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, then thou hid or hide not thyself from thine own flesh." So looking right, stopping right there, we see that fasting is not an outward action or just doing this or doing that or just to be seen or just to make an announcement or pronouncement. It is something that you must ask yourself a question: what is the purpose? And if you afflict your soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, what is the outcome that you will produce? Will you change and transform your mind to be more compassionate, to be able to think for those who are less fortunate than you, who may not even have food themselves? So while you're fasting, while you're pushing back from the plate, you're transforming your mind to begin to think like the Lord thinks, to begin to think like Jesus thinks. Why is it that he came but to save that which was lost? So beginning to understand the purpose. And, of course, as we remove the impure things, things that are more designed, because anyhow, did not the Lord say in Genesis, "Eat ye thereof of the fruit of the tree"? We don't hear any mention of meat, really, from the beginning. And what we've come to find out in medical science, we've come to find out and understand that our body doesn't really metabolize meat very well anyhow. So therefore, if you are not eating and consuming meat and you are giving your body a break from these things that we have, but we're not calling that unclean that the Lord has called clean, but we're not talking, that's another subject. We're talking about fasting, an acceptable fast. And it goes on here in Isaiah 58 to say a little bit further, then shall, okay, now, after, hallelujah, that you transform your mind, your will, and your emotions, by the way, your soul, and you're feeding yourself with the Word of God, of course, you're abstaining desires of eating all these things that, by the way, aren't even good for you anyhow. That cake, that ice cream, that pie, that cookie, that soda, okay? Hello? But you want a good outcome, but do you want to put, remember, input and output? You have to put something in, something good in, to get something good to come out. Junk in is junk out. Hello? And exactly the same thing for your mind. In order to renew your mind and to improve, the Bible says in Joshua, what? To meditate on the word of God day and night. And then you will have a good success. So praise the Lord as we begin to understand the fast that is acceptable. It is a fast that is transforming. It's transforming you from the inside and out, beloved. From your mind, your will, and your emotions, which is in your soul, by eating of the word of God, as well as making some transformations in your what you eat and what you intake and what your outcome is going to be. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't this good? Isn't this good? I tell you, saints of God, we're going to take a little break. We're going to come back and we're going to finish in Isaiah 58 and we're going to talk a little bit about the will. Do you even understand that part of your soul that is, understand, is called your will? That is the component of your soul, which is the will. I mean, yeah, we've heard mind, will, and emotions, and I got my will. But do you understand that you can, your will has to be subject and has to come subject under to the will of God, and that, you know, otherwise your flesh is at enmity with God, that you must put your mind, your will, and your emotions and line it up and be in alignment with what the Spirit and the Word of God said. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God, saints. Praise God. Let's take a break and come back and get back into this. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome back. We've been talking about the acceptable fast. This is a new year, a new season, a new you, a new beginning, and you're going to get some knowledge. You're going to get some revelation knowledge, some understanding. We're here, and that's what we're purpose here to do, to give you the tools to work with so you can take charge and be empowered in your health. And we're looking at health in three dimensions. In this last section of Isaiah 58 that we were going through in your hearing, verse 3 through 11, it talks about here that after we've understood what the acceptable fast is, it's not an outward thing, it's not something that you do on the outside, but it's a transformation that you're making on the inside. Of course, it's going to produce the results that you want to see in your natural mind as well as in your spirit. It says here, then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Hallelujah. After you've done these things and you've been obedient, then you expect to hear something from the Lord. And again, for example, in our 28-day detox and cleansing program, we ask you to journal. We give you spiritual insight day by day. We give you a health tip so you can go by and educate yourself in your mental capacity to understand, to make the transformation, as well as your spirit transformation. We give you the word of God, but we ask you to journal on a day by day, to take a journey. And then you'll begin to see that once you go on this journey, as the word of the Lord says here, as you begin to transform, you begin to make the changes you need. It says here that then thou, you, beloved, call, and the Lord shall answer. Hallelujah. Thou shalt cry. How many have you been up some nights? Or sometimes you feel like, as the old psalmist say, I feel like I want to cry. I had to cry sometime all night long. But this cry is going to be a blessed cry unto the Lord. Because when you cry out to him, he shall say, oh, did you catch it? Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. And now right now, God's going to show up for you right now where you are. And if thou take away from the midst, and he said he will take away from the midst of the yoke, and then you also take away and speak in vanity, and you begin to satisfy your soul. And here it says as well, the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy, hallelujah. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the acceptable fast of the Lord. Yes, we fast and we remove those things like Daniel did, and like even Jesus did. And again, with regard to that, you got to be led into that type of a fast that Jesus did for that 40 days and 40 nights. Okay, we're not telling you just jump up and go and stop eating and drinking. But the thing is the consecration before the Lord, going into your secret place, beginning to turn inwardly, looking inside, purifying your heart, your mind, your will, your emotions, begin to remove those excess, the fat, the fatty things, the things that aren't necessary, the impure things. And you begin to eat of the Lord, begin to eat of the things that he said to eat of, even when we're talking about in a natural, the fruits, the veggies, the blueberries, and all of those things that are naturally designed for you and mine by who? Our great and powerful Jehovah God is the one who provided, our Jehovah Jireh. And it says, the Lord shall guide thee continually, in conclusion, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. Now, this fat thy bones is not to consider that you would get overweight or to gain fat in tissues, but this is a healthy state of being. This is a place where you're healthy and you're whole and you have what God had intended for you to have. This is a place, if you go and look that up or exegete that or do a concordance, you'll see that this fat is not a literal fat that is something that is going to be harmful for you. But the Lord says, and he says, thou will be like a watered garden. And, you know, the Bible also says, you know, Jesus said, the Bible says, you will hunger and thirst. He says, they will hunger, even in Revelation talks about, they will hunger and thirst no more, because he is the living water. So while you're going on this fast, this period of fasting, this time of fasting, make it an inward process. Make it a state of mind. And remember that he, the Lord Jesus himself, is the bread. He is the bread of heaven. So you will eat and you will hunger and you will thirst no more. You will be like a water garden. You will produce in due season, and you will produce the fruit in its time, and you will not be withered, and you will spring up as waters, because, hallelujah, I leave you with this word, the last two words, because the waters, it says, whose waters? Whose waters are we talking about? The Lord, our God and Savior, his waters fail not. Oh, I believe you ought to praise him right now. I believe you ought to say, hallelujah, thank you, God, for the understanding of the acceptable fast today. I tell you, radio listeners, audience, we only have a few more minutes. I'm going to come back to you and really try to shed a little bit of light on the wheel. I believe we're going to have to continue this. I mean, there's just so much here. We're going to have to continue this a little bit more next time. And I want you to make sure that you call someone up, that you inform someone, that you wake somebody up and tell them to tune in to Health by Design radio program. We have so much in store for you, and we're going to come back after the radio announcement, and we're going to come back and give you a few more announcements. We're going to just try to end strong here. I tell you, this is awesome.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
God, saints. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design Radio program. I tell you, we are just eating of the word. We're just eating of the Lord today. I tell you, in this time of fasting, we're talking about the acceptable fast. I tell you, I pray that this is being a blessing to you. If so, please join us. Please email us, let us know, give us a call, follow us on Twitter, friend us on Facebook, become the part of the Health by Design Wellness program this year. I tell you, that's designed for you to do on an individual, a group, organizational basis. And I tell you, I'm going to give you a little bit of nuggets from this teaching that we're going to be doing on the will, understanding that component of your soul called the will. You know, you have the mind, the will, and emotions. So you can understand that component of the will of human, the human being, the will. But I'm just going to give you a little snippet because we're not going to be able to go into this because we're running out of time. And then we're going to probably have to continue this on next broadcast. We'll come back again, continue on the will of humankind. That is just something fascinating about understanding who you are, triune being, three-dimensional, and really going in and dissecting this thing and understand this thing to empower you today. And I tell you, we're excited about it. You know, God created man three-dimensional, as a three-dimensional personality. And, you know, even psychiatry or psychology, they haven't really been able to understand this and grasp this that well. And probably would be of some benefit if they did. But again, God has already laid out a foundation of understanding for his people as well. And we're yet understanding more and more. And, you know, everything in this universe it was definitely, you know, created perfect, that God created an order and put a stamp on it. And, you know, with the three-dimensional triune of the Trinity and the Godhead, we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they three function as one. So man, of course, is a spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, you have possess a soul and you live in a body. Okay? And so these three are designed to function as one and to be in unity as well. Now, the part of the will, we'll talk a little bit here, the will is one-third of the human soul or soulish realm of the soul personality. That's a part of your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. And, you know, of course, the personality is made up in there. And so, you know, that's who you are. That's who the real you are, who you are. And that makes up, you know, if you think about it, your DNA is where? In your mind. And we talk about spiritual DNA. And you know, we have to understand and dissect these things. I tell you, radio, this thing is good. But I hope that something we said today, and I hope that something we imparted, to give you a better understanding of the acceptable fast. And we're going to tie the will into that as well, but we need to go more into that. And again, we thank you for tuning in. We thank you for tuning in week by week. And being a part of this broadcast, and as we get ready to end here, we want to let you know that today there's a youth rally in Miami, MEC Ministry, and they're talking about taking the youth back for God, you know, snatching them out of the hands of the enemy. So we want you to go down there from 12 to 3 and support Matters of the Heart Ministry. And we'll be giving you some more announcements, and we'd like you to go ahead and get the rest of the announcement from the newsletter and the website. And I tell you, until we meet next week again, I've enjoyed you. Be blessed, and you know God wants you whole in every area. This is Red Stan saying goodbye.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sorette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. alphahealth.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.